Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, October 7th. Here's an update from the Denver Post. Colorado firefighters continued to battle the Decker and Middle Mam fires through dry conditions and low humidity, with the Decker fire growing an additional 200 acres on Saturday. As of Sunday afternoon, the Decker fire, burning 2 miles south of Salida, remained at 5% containment and 6,155 acres. But officials said firefighters made significant progress. That included improving fire line operations and using bulldozers to improve roads, with more than 800 responders battling the fire. The blaze was started by lightning September 8th. Winds were expected to be calmer on Sunday, allowing for more firefighting via helicopter. Officials cautioned that residents could see more smoke above the fire on Monday. The Colorado Air Pollution Control Division issued an advisory Sunday warning of smoke impacts from the Decker fire, with the heaviest smoke likely in Chaffee and Fremont counties, just south of the county line, with smoke accumulation from light drainage winds in low-lying terrain in areas below the fire. Some evacuations were lifted for residences in the area Sunday afternoon. Residents of the Fawn Ridge subdivision, as well as those who evacuated from County Roads 110, 111, and 111A, as well as residents of Mountain Vista Estates, Paradise Acres, and residents above Mountain Vista Estates, accessed from County Road 104, could return to their homes after 3 p.m. Residents living east of County Road 104, accessed from private drives south of US 50, except for on County Road 101 Bear Creek, could also go home Sunday afternoon. Those living on County Road 101 were continuing with evacuation. Those allowed back home were still under pre-evacuation orders. The Middle Mam fire, burning outside of Rifle, grew to 985 acres on Saturday. Much of the growth was in one spot affected by winds on Friday on National Forest Service land. This fire was also started by lightning on July 28th. As winds subsided Saturday, firefighters placed retardant along the northeast ridgeline and crews reinforced containment lines, as well as constructed new lines, to prevent the fire from spreading to private land. More smoke was expected to become visible over the fire on Sunday. Extended temporary closures remained in effect near the fire in South Rifle. And here on Monday, we have this sports story. It was a big weekend for local high school football teams around the listening area. That sound you heard on Friday night was the balance of power in the North Fork Valley shifting to Hotchkiss. For the first time since 2012, the Bulldogs beat Paonia and brought the North Fork Bowl trophy back to Hotchkiss High School. It was a typical rivalry game between these two teams, which have been playing each other for decades. The game was a low-scoring defensive physical contest that could have gone either way all night. In the end, the Hotchkiss defense held on and the Bulldogs won 12-7. The tone for the game was set on the first possession. Paonia got the opening kickoff, but Hotchkiss stuffed the Eagles on three straight plays. Then on fourth down, the Hotchkiss special teams came up huge, blocking the Paonia punt and recovering the ball on the 3-yard line. Two plays later, senior Jace Peebles ran the ball into the house, and Hotchkiss was staked to a 6-0 lead. Here's what Bulldogs coach Curtis Hintz said about the big punt block.
Any turnover is a big momentum thing for you, whether it's an interception, whether it's a fumble, but especially one in the special teams game. That was huge, set us up right there, and I was proud of the boys for then on offense capitalizing on that.
After that, the Bulldogs turned it over to their defense, which was on the field for the majority of the game. Paonia's offense ran 75 plays in the game, compared to just 41 for Hotchkiss. Here's Coach Hintz.
You know, the kids have played outstanding defense all year long. Honestly, that was the first points defenses allowed in the second half all year, including against Meeker week one. Coach Horton is our D coordinator. He does a great job with the kids. Shackley is our DB's coach, Coach Carlquist, Coach Peebles. We all help where we need to, and the kids just, they played really hard and they executed. Gave up, you know, a touchdown there to make things a little more interesting at the end, but the kids responded, got the onside kick, and, you know, I attribute the kids' effort and attitude and not flinching to that win tonight.
The score stayed the same all the way till the middle of the third quarter, when Jace Peebles put together two back-to-back long runs and scampered for a 40-yard touchdown. Hotchkiss was up for good at 12-0. Peebles finished with 166 rushing yards and two scores. After the win, Peebles told KVNF News that as a senior, he was proud to win a game that six previous senior classes had lost. It was especially meaningful for Peebles, whose brother Colton had an outstanding career at Hotchkiss, but never got the chance to beat Paonia.
It feels great. I felt like I'm sort of walking in his shoes and trying to complete things that he didn't, so it's really great.
Coach Hintz said the win was testament to the entire senior class stepping up.
You know, it's huge for them. I mean, they don't even know what that North Fork trophy looks like because it's been 6 years. They may have seen it, you know, as a middle schooler in the building, but to get that back and for them to earn it, that was huge. And they are the first class that I had. They've bought in. They do the little things, and it's fun and special for those kids, you know, and great momentum going into our second league game here.
Hotchkiss improved to 4-1 on the season and is on the road Friday night at Grand Valley. Paonia slipped to 2-3 for the year and plays in Olathe on Friday night. Those Olathe Pirates will be riding momentum after a 32-13 homecoming win over Cedar Edge. Both squads are 2-3 on the campaign. Cedar Edge is at Meeker Friday night. Meanwhile, 4A Montrose remained undefeated at 5-0 after a tough 21-14 homecoming victory over Fruta Monument. The fourth-ranked Indians take on Heritage on Friday night. And 2A Delta also has yet to lose. The second-ranked Panthers beat Aspen 27-14 and are 5-0, heading into Friday night's 2A game of the year at 5-0 and number one rifle this Friday night. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, October 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.